Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Montreal at the Carpet One Summer Show, and I'm with Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be up here with you. Actually, it's a nice venue. You picked a good spot up here. It's a beautiful town on the St. Lawrence River. It's a little bit different than what you've been doing, right?
Yeah, we came to Canada, I think about 10 years ago, to Toronto, and the Canadian members of Voice said, we ain't coming back to Canada. So we picked Montreal. Of course, my French is very, very poor, but it is a magnificent city and a great venue.
Yeah, and fortunately, they speak both languages up here.
They do.
All right, the membership, I think I've heard some numbers thrown out, still running around 1,000, both domestic and international, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And we had a good year this year. We lost fewer stores, but we gained about 15 or 20 branches and 6 brand new members. So we're very happy with the membership. What's interesting is that we're doing more business now with fewer stores than we had back at the peak in 2006. And we had 1,050 stores. Now we're hovering around 1,000. So business, thank goodness, is very healthy.
Good to hear that. So as we think about the challenges that your members are facing, tell us what's keeping them up at night.
Well, number one, trying to find qualified installers. You know, as business gets better, there's a shortage of particularly carpet installers and tile setters. So that's an issue. The second is, with the unemployment rate being as low as it is, trying to find qualified sales help to put in the stores. So we're working with them. We have a program called Hire for Success, and we do everything from soup to nuts for the members as far as writing job descriptions, doing extensive interviews by phone, going through the entire interview process to bring our members qualified candidates for their stores. And last year, we placed about 164 qualified salespeople in the stores. We haven't figured out what to do to help the installation shortage, and that's a topic of conversation that is ongoing.
What about from a competitive standpoint, whether we talk about home centers, floor and decor, or even e-commerce? Is that heating up, or is that just kind of maintaining where it's been?
Well, I think it's heating up. The good thing about the folks that advertise frequently help us. We get a disproportionate larger share of the business. Our market share always grows when the big folks are out there advertising. It remains to be seen if the Amazons and the Wayfairs and the big e-commerce players can really have any type of impact in our business. We certainly watch it, and we certainly recognize that it's another channel of distribution that we will participate in. We made an announcement today at this convention to get started on an e-commerce platform, which will be bolted on to carpet1.com. So we will participate, but we're going to go slow and watch it.
Would that be with just rugs or maybe other products as well?
We'll start with rugs, and then we'll rapidly expand other product offerings to compete more effectively across the folks that are looking for LVT and engineered hardwood floors and a little bit of laminate. Those seems to be the big categories that you see on competitive online e-commerce sites.
All right, so the theme of this meeting is called C1 Experience. It's the power of core. It's a new format. It's a little bit less emphasis on the show floor and, you know, the steals and deals and more of an emphasis on education, right?
Yeah, we really wanted to go back to what is the customer-centric selling system behind Carpet One Floor and Home that's made us so successful over the years. And it really is what we call core branded Carpet One Floor and Home products across all categories. And if you go into a destination Carpet One showroom, like Katz, for example, Mineola, which did a magnificent job of rebuilding their showroom, the comfort level and the confidence that it gives the consumer, because everything across the showroom is consistent. It's got our metal warranties. It's got our labels. It has our color palettes. It has our merchandising display systems that are properly organized. And we've shown with 139 destination showrooms, they outperform all of our other stores significantly, not just in top-line sales, but the average bottom-line profit growth was over 600 basis points because of this system that we've put in place. We're very proud of Destination. We did a little bit of a teaser because we're introducing some new technology at the point of sale with a provider, and the members are pretty excited about what they're seeing and what we will evolve to next with the new showrooms.
So just calling out two or three things, initiatives that you're launching at this meeting, what are a few of the ones you're proudest of?
Well, we have an e-commerce platform that we'll roll out called rugshop.com. Very happy about that. We also have a proprietary relationship with an application that will be provided to consumers to attract new movers, home buyers and sellers. so that we can expose our brand to that audience, and we announce that.
Yeah, let me point out, you're talking about people who are in the moving process.
That's correct. People that have, you know, contracted to close on a brand new home, and we have a way to secure that data and be the proprietary offerer of floor covering for that market. So we're very excited about that. And then we've used our technology platforms to integrate with the operating platforms of the stores. So now we have full visibility into data. And as you know, Kemp, data today is so powerful. We can look at leads. We can measure lead conversion rates to sale. We can audit rebate reporting. So from suppliers to our members, so that our members capture all the rebate income. And there's a couple other bells and whistles that will be coming down the road.
And these entrepreneurs want you to have all that data?
You know, it's interesting. Our top 20 members gave it to us like that.
Uh-huh. How about that.
All of our board members gave it to us instantly. All of our advisory council members gave it to us instantly. All the ring coordinators gave it to us instantly. You're always going to have that small percentage of entrepreneurs who, for some reason, don't want you to have access to the data. And it, to me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, the future of being able to market, to trigger market, to analyze, to convert leads to sales, to audit your rebates. I mean, we did an audit with a select group. The average recovery of income to our members was over $34,000 of unreported purchase volume that just fell through the cracks. Well, that's not going to happen. You know, once you integrate into our system, all of that happens, the auditing automatically. So it's truly a no-brainer, and it's something, if a member elects not to do it, well, fine, we're not. But it would make no sense to me from a business standpoint.
All right, Eric, it's another great meeting. I want to move this conversation to something that I just discovered when I got up here, and it's just a bit of a sad day for me to learn that you're retiring, and at the end of this year, you're going to be taking care of grandkids down in the middle of Georgia, right?
Yeah, about a year ago, our daughter, who had a baby boy, was living in New York City, and she went to the University of Georgia when I lived there 10 years ago, and she said, "Dad, I want to go home." She moved to Sandy Springs and bought a house in Roswell. And at the time, my wife, Lynn, said, "I don't want to be this far away from daughter and grandchildren." So I talked to Howard, and Howard and Rick, our two co-CEOs, have been very accommodating. And so we've worked out a transition plan. We have an excellent, excellent person that's coming on board who I will introduce to the membership tomorrow. And the cherry on the sundae was, after we did all this and made arrangements to move, my son calls me, and he moved to Georgia with a promotion because he works for Mohawk Industries.
So, and you have two children, right?
I have two children. He has two grandchildren. So it's the first time in, oh my gosh, 28, 30 years that we've all been together within the same place. So it's wonderful.
Well, I hope you can put up with the heat down there.
Well, I loved it last time. I'd rather put up with the heat than some of those winters in New Hampshire, but I did love New Hampshire.
Well, let me tell you why I feel it's a sad day. I've done a few of these interviews with retiring people, and you really are a person that's made a difference in this business. You've spent some crucial times at Home Depot, and then you came over here. And how many years you've been here now?
13 years with CCA Global.
They gave you a tribute today. And one of the things they said from the stage is that this organization is 60% bigger than it was when you started. So you've got to be proud of that.
I'm proud of the members, and I'm proud of the team that Howard and Rick and Alan put together. The one thing that I'm very proud of, you could walk through our offices in St. Louis and Manchester, and you ask any single staff person, "So what is it you do?" And they will all say the same thing. "Well, I help take care of our members," because the members are truly what made this such a great organization.
We're going to miss you in this business. I interview a lot of people, and I got to tell you, you're comfortable in your own skin. You're a real professional. Best of luck to you in the next phase of your life. Again, been talking to Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.